verse 5, and it reads, "A man that flattereth his neighbor spreadeth a net for his feet." I think that there are times when praise and applause for a man that's doing a good job is certainly in order, and merit should be recognized, of course, and it's always proper. And I'm not sure but what there's a time to stand up and cheer for an individual. But when flattery is used, it is like the overdose of honey that we've been reading about in the book of Psalms. And there are some folk that you know, the very minute they begin to speak to you, they're flattering you. They're not really telling you the thing that's upon their heart. When I was a pastor, I had a man that was always making certain requests of you and asking certain favors. And when he would call on the phone, I always knew the minute my secretary said he was on the phone, I knew he wanted something. And he always began the same way. And it went something like this. "Oh, Dr. McGee, I was listening to you this past week on the radio, and I want to tell you, I never heard a message like that. I hope you're putting that message into print." Well, you know, the minute he started talking like that, I knew he was after something. And the more flattering the things he said, it was the bigger favor that he was going to ask for. Flattery is a dangerous thing because sometimes people believe it. And it's tragic when we believe flattery. Now, we have here, and I'm dropping down now to verse 10, it says, "Men of blood hate the perfect, but the just seek or care for his soul." Let me give it as we have it now in our authorized version. "The bloodthirsty hate the upright, but the just seek his soul." This means a bloodthirsty man, a man that has murder and hate in his heart. And the Lord Jesus said that if you hate your brother, well, you're guilty of murder. And Cain was guilty of murder, you see. And it was in his heart. And if you want to know how far man has fallen and how quickly he can fall, remember that God had created Adam and Eve, created them perfect. And now Adam and Eve fell. And the only thing they can bring into the world is a sinner. They brought forth in their likeness sons and daughters. Well, Cain was one of them. And here this boy is born with murder in his heart. He hates his brother. What a picture.